Beneath all of this, emergency teams raced across the city.
انفجارات متواصلة عبد الرحمن، وهي صواريخ تنطلق مرة أخرى.
Good morning, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Today is Monday, March 20th, 2023. I'm Luigi with Mega Brands, with Pole News Network. What we're going to talk about today? First, we're going to talk about Base DeSantis to let Zion Don rot. Then, Georgia prosecutors considering racketeering and conspiracy charges in probe of effort to overturn Trump's 2020 loss. 2020 election fraud stuff. Oh shit, I said the forbidden words on YouTube. Holy shit. I said the forbidden words. I said it. Well, for the penultimate thread, the walls of reality is slowly closing in on NAFO fellas. Well, thank you, nigger. Thank you. Thank you. Next, you'll ask me a question. And for the finale, why is US diplomacy skill bronze tier? That's the finale. Thanks, Elon Musk. You'll be the finale today. Let's go. Here we go. First post of the day today. Base DeSantis to let Zion Don rot. Keck DeSantis 2024. Wow, the palpable shill. Thank you, Leaf. You don't even get to vote. Fuck off. Go back to Maple Land full of syrup and fucking dreams of freedom. Fuck off. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says, we are not involved in this, won't be involved in this, on Trump's possible arrest, while slamming Manhattan DA. Then he says, quote, I've got to spend my time on issues that actually matter to people, unquote. So he's just ignoring the whole fucking issue. He's just not, so he's not going to help stop, he's not going to stop them from taking Trump, but he's just going to, he wants nothing to do with this. He's up. He's turning his nose up to it. That's what he's doing. How fucking... How more of an ass... Like, yeah, DeSantis 2024, woo! Fucking kike shills, man. He radiates palpable kike energy. People keep trying to do the Trump is a neocon Jew psyop. That's a pretty popular one with the trannies. Pretty popular. Trump is a neocon Jew. They've been pushing that since 2016. It's actually starting to gain some traction. I mean, you push something long enough, people start to, you know, you just speak stuff into existence, guys. You just keep saying it over and over and over and over and over again, and people are so fucking stupid, they start to believe it. This American says, fuck DeSantis, never DeSantis. Yes, he is the worst. He is the kike puppet of all kike puppets. He's the manlet of all manlets. Just know, never trust a manlet, guys. Never trust a manlet. This American says, Green Text repeatedly attacks DeSantis. Green Text about to get indicted by Soros DA. Green Text, please meet Balron, save me. LMFAO, Trump is a fucking retard. Well, you're kind of a retard as well. LOL, LMAO even. Maybe Trump would stop calling DeSantis a fucking meatball if DeSantis stopped being a fucking meatball and did something. Cause and effect. Oy vey, what Shabbos goy are you voting for? This is what they do. They put Trump right next to DeSantis so that you equate them as being the same. Do you see how they do such things? They know how 4chan operates. They know how we hate the kikes very much. They try to use our hate of the kikes against us. This is called propaganda. That's what this is. That's proper propaganda. You want Jewish Gibbs, you gotta pray at the wall. You gotta put the hat on, you gotta pray at the wall if you want the Gibbs. That's how you get the Gibbs. How the Gibbs are gotten. This French Anon says, why is Paul constantly shilling for the most pro-Israel politicians in every single election while pretending to hate Jews? Well, let's just see here. What did Trump do for the fucking kikes? Like, I can only think of two things off the top of my head. Moved our embassy, whatever. And then he, the Abraham Accords. Those two things, which made him a lot of money. So, I mean, did he really help the kikes? Did he really help them that much? Really? Did he really help them that much? Because he was giving everybody less money. I think he was even giving Israel a little less money. So I don't think he was really helping the kikes. I don't think he was helping anybody except America. So I'm cool with that. Just to continue exposing the Jews and what they are doing. Simple as. Next thread / news article. Georgia prosecutors considering racketeering and conspiracy charges in probe of effort to overturn Trump's 2020 loss. Guys, we're always right. And the 2020 election was completely stolen. And I'm saying that on YouTube and I don't give a shit. There is also a recording of Trump's call to a top investigator with the Georgia Secretary of State's office in December 2020. I think we listened to that long, long time ago in a show of only audio variety. They name drop Rudy Giuliani in here. Everyone hates on that guy, but he was doing a lot of work. That guy was doing a lot of work. He was fucked up a couple times. The media smear campaign did its magic. Whatever. The election was stolen. Next thread. And more, it's going to come out. It will come out. Everyone will. You know how it's going to come out? It's going to come out. Everyone's going to be like, yeah, it was stolen. We all know it was stolen. And we're all going to be sitting here like, what did you just say? And they'd be like, yeah, we all know it was stolen. And I'm going to be like, no, I've been saying that this whole time. You never said that. In fact, you were banning me for that. Why are you saying it now? That's how it's going to be. It's going to be frustratingly annoying. It's going to be so annoyingly annoying. Next thread, the walls of reality are closing in. They're closing the fuck in on the NATO fellas. NAFO fellas. They're the fella organization. The fucking fake friends. They're the fake friends, guys. They're the artificial friends. The artificial friends. Juiced up with propaganda juice. From all the experts I've heard from on Twitter since January, it does seem like without NATO intervention, even just airstrikes and risk nuclear war, then I don't know how Ukraine could outright win. Ukraine can still definitely defend and cause massive casualties to the Russians. Can they, though? Can they? They gonna charge through those artillery strikes? I mean, what are they gonna do? Shoot some HIMARS at high-value Russian targets? Is that what they're gonna do? I'm sure that would get no retaliation. I'm sure a bunker full of U.S. officials totally wouldn't get struck by a missile. I'm sure they would totally be lured into a false sense of security. I'm sure they'd be fine. Man, I hope they got so many of our top guys. Really. I hope they were all faggot crossdressers. Really? Really, don't you hope? I mean, I just hope. I don't... If it actually happens, I didn't do anything. I didn't have anything to do with it. I didn't have anything to do with it. Stop making our military so faggy. Fix it. U.S. military, fix it. Make our military something to be proud of. Fix America. Stand by Donald Trump, our rightful president. Redo the elections. You should have redone the elections. You should have stood by each voting receptacle with a fucking armed guard, making sure that there was no fucking that there was no shenanigans afoot, like 2,000 mules. That should never fucking happen. There should have been armed fucking military guards protecting said votes. That's what should have happened. That would have given me confidence in our military. Fuck, I would have been signing up for our military gung-ho. I would have been gung-fucking-ho, man. Holy shit. It would have had to hold me back from joining. And like, based military. And nope, you just turned your back on Trump, even though he gave you everything you wanted, Pentagon. Everything you asked for, he gave you on a silver platter, and you stabbed him in the back and twisted that knife. Then you tried to embrace wokeness like the dumb faggots you are. Stupid. Fucking stupid. Very simple fix. Very simple. America says, even with NATO intervention, they couldn't do it. NATO is trash at war. NATO is trash at war, but we got a lot of nukes. Don't really got to be good at war when you got a lot of nukes. Just kind of shoot a nuke and you win. See, look, you just... See? China's Mao Zedong seemed to welcome nuclear holocaust. See, the Chinese welcome nuclear holocaust. They welcome it. Bring it on. Let everything burn into oblivion. If Kaket wills it. Heresy. Look at the propaganda room. This one's pretty popular. Everyone's seen this one. If you serve 4chan, you've seen this. You've seen it. Propaganda room. The fellas room. Holy shit. Be brutal. The banana monkey Putin meme is very forced as well. Here we go. Banana Putin. So fucking forced. Oof. Dude, this is wall of text, the fucking meme. He got all of these articles, and then he put the Putin face that slowly zooms in, he cropped the face out. It's fucking 14 seconds long. Holy wall of meme. Okay, finale thread of the day. Here we go. Why is U.S. diplomacy skill bronze tier? Well, everyone is distracted with Trump's impending arrest. Yeah, we'll see if 2 weeks delivers or not. President Xi just called Putin his, quote, dear friend, unquote. Thanks to Joe Biden, America's divided, while our two strongest adversaries are now united. And here we have a picture of Putin and Xi, and I'll give you an English translated version of the conversation in 1 day, 2 hours, when my 11 AI hours roll over and I can, you know, do another AI voice thing in 1 day, 2 hours. There you go. Z holding on to the chair for dear life. Yes. It's a rocket ship, guys. It's a rocket ship. He's going to blast off. Maybe he gets vertigo from all the drugs he takes. You know, he's like, the whole room's spinning right now. He's high on drugs. You could tell how much taller than Putin he is just by the chairs. So much taller. Yeah, we're fighting our two top enemies or teaming up. It's kind of stupid, don't you think? Kind of almost like they have us by the balls, huh? Almost like there's foreign influence and they're getting everything they want, huh? Almost like foreign influence controls our very political system or something. This Serbian says, green text, U.S. made China rich, their enemy. Green text, U.S. made Russia an enemy for no real reason as well. Then he says, the impending world order switch may be worse, but it will surely be sweeter. The thing is, that's really true. Russia's like a Christian nation. You'd think we'd be allies with Russia because they're kind of like our Christian brethren. This makes sense. Russia said when Clinton was president, he tried to join NATO. He tried to join NATO when Clinton was president. And Clinton was just like, fuck off. So holy shit, man. You think Trump would have given him a shot? I bet he would have. I bet Trump would have let him in. Why the fuck not, man? Fuck war. Fuck it. Let him in if he wants in. He wants into NATO, let him in! Who cares? Fuck eternal war. Fuck the global system of us all fighting with each other all the time. Fuck it. God damn it, dude. Let him in. Shit. God forbid. It's like if Cuba wants to be a state, let him be a state. Someone wants to be a state, let him be a state. If Israel doesn't want to be a state, oh well. We give you enough money, you better be a fucking state. Here, Tucker has a comment on this issue that is relevant.
Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. There are a lot of faraway places in this world, Namibia, for example, but Europe is not one of them. Europe is where your kids spent junior year abroad. Europe is an easy flight from the East Coast of the United States to pretty much anywhere on the continent. And you know this if you've been on vacation in Europe, as millions of Americans have. For the most part, they speak English in Europe. They've got Starbucks and Taco Bell and air conditioning and modern hospitals. It is not another world. So given that, given how closely related the United States is to Europe and has always been, you would imagine our leaders would notice when Europe began to fall apart, especially when the signs were not subtle at all, and they weren't. This summer, Germans began clear-cutting ancient forests to heat their homes. In Poland, families queued up for hours to buy coal, just like they did 150 years ago. In the UK, the government projected that more than 10,000 Britons will freeze to death, will die this winter for lack of heating fuel. Freeze to death. In England, that is not supposed to happen in a first world country. So Europe is moving backward at high speed, and it's not clear where it'll end. So the question is, why is this happening? And the answer for once is a very simple one. The war in Ukraine, that's why it's happening. A huge percentage of Europe's energy came from Russia. Those imports have now been banned, supposedly to punish Vladimir Putin. What's the result of this punishment? Well, the Russian ruble is now far stronger than it was a year ago. The European economy, meanwhile, is collapsing. Yep. Europeans are much poorer than they were when the war in Ukraine
started.
So how is that a victory
embarrassing
for Europe and the West and democracy? Well, that's a fair question. It's an obvious question. But no one in Washington appears to be asking that question. Instead, the Biden administration is doubling.
Said they're sending billions to Ukraine. Said they're doubling down and sending billions of fucking taxpayer dollars to Ukraine. Continue.
Doubling down on the self-destructive mistakes that are destroying the European Union. The White House banned Russian oil, natural gas, and coal. It was our moral duty. And then at the same time, the Biden administration crushed domestic oil production here by canceling oil and gas leases. And then, as if that wasn't enough, the Biden administration sold a piece of our strategic petroleum reserve, maybe this country's most important resource, to China. None of this hurt Putin in any way. All of it impoverishes the United States. So what could possibly be the justification for doing that? We've wondered. Anyone who's paying attention has had to have wondered that. Well, this week, Congressman Jamie Raskin of Maryland, of Bethesda, answered that question. Russia is an Orthodox Christian country with traditional social values. And for that reason, it must be destroyed, no matter what the cost to us. So this is not a conventional war. This is a jihad. Jamie Raskin said that out loud, but many in Washington agree with him. In both parties, they would like to see World War Trans.
Tucker's going in. Yeah, I mean, our diplomacy is... When we had Trump, he was making all these trade deals. Dude, we were about to get a trade deal with Britain. We were about to have this awesome, huge trade deal with Britain. God, we've been able to get Warhammer for super cheap. Super cheap Warhammer. I could have got Warhammer for cheaper than the fucking European... Then they got it. We would have got Warhammer cheaper than they got it. Can you fucking comprehend that? Okay? Okay, they have a lot of taxes over there. We would have got it cheaper. Here. Holy fuck. Dude. That cheap Warhammer, but they ruined it. They took Trump away from us. No cheap Warhammer now. Very expensive Warhammer and very expensive everything. Oh well. Too bad, so sad. Get what you pay for. Meanwhile, in actual China, eating birds alive. I mean, this is China, guys. Okay, this is China. This is fucking China. They just eat birds alive. They eat every living... If it is alive, they will eat it. Guys, they will eat it willingly. They will eat it. They will fucking eat it. They will kill it willingly. Willingly. It was a real bird. It's real. It's real life. This is you right now. That was real life. This rare flag, it says, No. Don't arrest Trump. It would mean the terrorists win. Elon is retarded. So are you. That guy's mad. Man, I almost hope that Trump really does. I don't think Trump's going to get arrested tomorrow, but I hope he does. I hope he does. I want him to get arrested. I want it to happen. Okay, guys, I love Trump. I love Trump with all of my fucking heart. And I pray that he gets arrested tomorrow. Wouldn't that be the best? Wouldn't that be the greatest timeline? If Trump got arrested tomorrow, that'd be the greatest fucking timeline. Everything would be over. be great. Let's hope for the greatest timeline. I don't think it's going to happen, but I'm going to hope for it. We'll just cross our fingers and pray to Kiket. I love Trump with all my heart, but this is called, it's called accelerationism, guys. We have to accelerate. It's the only way forward. We have to rewrite the rules a little bit, you know? Gotta put the pedal to the metal sometimes. It has to happen for people to see, for people to really see what's going on. You know, stuff has to happen. What can I say? Gotta put the pedal to the metal. I don't get how the leftists think this is a win in any way. I want him to get arrested tomorrow. I want it to happen. Please. What a fucking news week this will be if that happens. My mouth is getting palpably wet already. Ooh, saliva. Yes, news. Can't wait. What a fucking day that'll be. Well, tonight, guys, sleep well, because tomorrow... Will two more weeks happen, or will crazy timeline happen? Who knows? Only time will tell. The Singapore Anon says, it's adversary only because US made it so themselves. Dumb fucks. Could have made peace and considered each other's pain points, but no. Only USA dumb logic matters. Dude, only shekels matter. Only shekels matter, silly goose, and that's what matters in America. Shekels. Corruption and shekels and little children. They like to fuck little children as well. That matters. People don't really talk about that one so much, but, you know, our elites like to fuck children, so. You know, and they like to do adrenochrome. They do the adrenochrome! I don't care if you don't believe me. They do it. They're fucking psychotic fucks. They don't... I don't care if it doesn't actually work. They do it. And it does actually work, because when they stop doing it, they look like fucking husks of people. But yeah, they fuck children. That's the show. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Please like, comment, subscribe. You have a wonderful day. Thanks, Clan World. Thanks, Nagro. Thanks, Dio. Fucking Dio. Best villain ever. Thank you, Fashy Chad. You are a true Chad. Thank you. Fucking blessed people that keep me going every fucking day. Thank you. You're wonderful people. You're great people. Well, have a great day. I'm gonna go edit this now. Bye.
Bye.